Prescription drug abuse is an epidemic in America, killing 40 people each day, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Now in California, there's a new facet to the crisis, young pill addicts who are turning to heroin, sometimes with fatal results. The trend is hitting hardest in wealthy enclaves around the state, including Orange County. In the first of two stories we're doing this week in collaboration with California Watch, reporter Michael Montgomery explores the toll on young lives lost, and the community's response.
In recent years, heroin overdoses among young people have nearly doubled in Orange County as fatalities from prescription drugs also continue to rise. In some parts of the county, it has been a season of funerals for young lives cut short, including Joey Wynot. He was found dead in his bedroom on April 5th. He was 23. At a memorial for Wynot at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, an uncle strummed an Armenian folk melody before an altar awash in lilies. Video images flashed across a monitor, and a friend described Wynot's frenetic lifestyle.
Joey was a brother, a son, an uncle, a cousin, and a friend. He was the kind of person that would push you to your full potential, whether it be in surfing, snowboarding, music, or any other activity.
In a tree-shaded courtyard outside the chapel, a cluster of friends and relatives recalled Wynot's path to drug addiction as a teenager. Heavy drinking, pot, and prescription painkillers, broken down and smoked. His mother, Alice Wynot, says her son eventually discovered a more powerful high, injected heroin.
He always told me, I don't know why I love drugs, but I just love them so much. And I said, you got to find out why. You know, what are you numbing up? But I think it gets to a point where they don't know how to live back in life anymore.
Some of the well-dressed young people at the memorial talked about doing drugs with Wynot. 23-year-old surfing instructor Evan McPhee remembers traveling along the Pacific coast, hunting epic waves, and smoking and shooting up copious quantities of drugs.
When the waves were huge, we loved the ocean, so we were out there. And when we got high, it was the same way.
Now, that world is crashing down. In the last 2 years, McPhee says he's been to more than a dozen memorials for friends. Nearly all died from overdosing on pills or heroin or a combination.
I've seen that many people die that I've gone to high school with, grown up with, you know, played t-ball with.
McPhee and other recovering addicts told us they crossed the threshold from prescription drugs to heroin as their addiction reached 5 pills a day or more. At that level, Mexican black tar heroin, abundant in California, is a cheaper high.
You could get more bang for your buck. I mean, a gram of heroin is the price of one pill. And a gram of heroin could last you 3 or 4 days. One pill could last you a couple hours.
Few hard statistics are available on the number of young people in California moving to heroin from pills. But interviews with drug treatment experts, doctors, and other public health officials suggest a marked increase in heroin use. Dr. Robert Winokur oversees a busy emergency department at this hospital in Mission Viejo.
As we're approaching the emergency department, you can see that there are already 4 or 5 ambulances in the ambulance bay.
Well, none of these ambulances brought in overdose victims. Winokur says in the past 2 years, he's seen more and more young people dying from heroin.
Oftentimes, the car will pull up, they'll push out somebody from the car, and they'll screech off, and we actually call that a positive screech sign in the emergency department when we hear the tires going and the screech from the automobile.
Young people dump their friends at the hospital, Winokur says, because they don't want to deal with authorities and face possible arrest. Popping or snorting prescription narcotics is dangerous, but injecting heroin directly into the bloodstream is a fatal shock to some young bodies, especially when pills are also in the system.
The problem is, often by the time I see these patients, they're already in respiratory arrest or cardiorespiratory arrest.
We spoke with addiction specialists elsewhere in California, in the Central Valley and in the Bay Area, and they reported a similar trend among young addicts. In Orange County, the wave of heroin and prescription drug overdoses among young people is prompting calls for action.
Good evening, everyone, and it's so great to see such a great turnout here tonight and so many people concerned about this issue.
At this recent community forum in Costa Mesa, speakers urged families to lift the veil of denial and shame associated with drug abuse and come to grips with the fact that young lives are being lost.
They're beautiful young kids. They look like they could be any of our kids.
We don't have the luxury of saying someone else is going to handle it.
People here also voiced support for new federal legislation to limit the use of highly addictive painkillers and passage of a bill before state lawmakers to provide legal immunity for people who seek help for overdose victims. Since Joey Wynot's memorial in April, Evan McPhee has lost two more friends to addiction. By his count, the 15th and 16th funerals since he turned 20.
It's super depressing and it's upsetting, but it's just kind of become the norm.
These days, McPhee says he comes to the beach not to get high, but to focus on staying sober.
It shouldn't be that way for a 23-year-old kid. You know, I've been to more funerals than my grandparents have. And it's really upsetting that it has to be that way.
Tomorrow, we'll hear about a mother who lost her daughter to a heroin overdose and a young woman's struggle to break free of addiction. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
That story was co-reported by Sarah Varney and Erin Marie Daly. It was produced in collaboration with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. For more on heroin abuse among people and to see an audio slideshow with some of the people in this story, click on our website, californiareport.org.